Here's today's No Sweat News. Final stories that could be on tomorrow's No Sweat News quiz for Roger Waters tickets.
I mean, that is going to be awesome. Roger Waters playing a ton of Pink Floyd classics.
Today's No Sweat News presented by Kelley Blue Book. Well, this is interesting. If you have a problem getting psyched up to go to the gym, Blink Fitness.
Yeah, I do. I am.
Is here for you. They're a offshoot of Equinox. They are offering free hypnosis to trick you into enjoying exercise and going to the gym.
Gotcha.
They're calling it gymnosis.
Gymnosis.
It's described as a series of free in-gym virtual hypnosis sessions that make you motivated to work out by activating your subconscious.
So you have to get put under to exercise, to work out.
You have to listen to a specific audio clip over and over and over again. And they say you really should do it before bed for a few weeks as you do it at the gym, too.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is the greatest idea.
Yeah, so if longer life, lower blood pressure, and dealing with all the stress of life does not convince you that a good workout's a good idea every now and then, well, I mean, maybe hypnosis is the way to go.
Well, I've heard people getting hypnosis for to try to quit smoking.
Smoking, right?
Before. I've actually heard of that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it takes.
I know people have tried it and have not succeeded.
Okay, failed.
You know, the subconscious is extremely powerful.
You have to want it in hypnosis. They say you have to be open-minded and creative and, like, into the hypnosis. And if you're closed off, you'll never be able to get hypnotized.
Now, see, here's another thing you got to be open to. Dateline Scotland. Could this finally be something good that could come from climate change? Well, maybe. The British tabloids, okay, grain of salt. The British tabloids say they've been talking to experts who believe that Nessie, the Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, I love Nessie.
Her food sources are being impacted by the rising temperatures of the Loch Ness.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And because of the more volatile climate. And if when this comes to a head, it will force Nessie to come out of the Loch Ness in search of food.
Oh, see? Finally,
right?
Something good happens with this global warming.
Yep.
We're finally going to get to see Nessie. I've been waiting 44 years for this.
The problem is it's unclear what Nessie eats, and it could be very bad if it's human.
Oh, I see Nessie more as a vegetarian because when we saw that picture of Nessie, it looked like the mouth was very sharp and with sharp teeth. It looked like, it kind of looked like Dino's mouth from the Flintstones.
Yeah, I agree. That's
oval shaped.
Right.
And that's the same kind of shape as like a brontosaurus. Brontosaurus is eight trees.
She could tear you apart, I suppose, with her front paws.
Tail and stuff.
You know, I don't know why this doesn't go for other mythical creatures like the Yeti. I mean, climate change is affecting the polar bears.
That's possible.
Why not the Yeti coming out of hiding?
Well,
right?
we may see that.
And because of deforestation, what about Bigfoot coming out of hiding? I mean, any day now.
I hope so.
Any day now.
Listen, mythological, these are real creatures, real animals.
Sorry, I didn't mean to insult the believers.
Well, I mean, it's fine. I mean, it sucks that the planet, I guess, seems to be burning up.
I know, but, you know.
But at least we're going to finally put these unsolved mysteries and unexplained phenomena to bed. People like myself need answers. We want the truth.
Right.
We know the truth is out there, Carl. We want the truth.
When my arms and legs are being pulled from my body by an angry Yeti who has been forced out of his snow cave because of global warming.
He's going to be pissed.
I'll be happy to have the truth finally.
Listen, these Yetis. They didn't do anything to anyone. Right, they wanted to live and mind their own P's and Q's.
That's a nice snow cave he had.
Yeah.
Dateline Japan for our third and final story, the last of the week. Young people in Japan are being encouraged to drink more.
Alcohol?
You heard that right.
Booze?
The Japanese government is concerned that young people are not drinking enough alcohol.
Okay.
I am not making this up. So they have started a campaign for them to try more sake.
Oh, my God. What a wonderful program. I love sake.
I'd like to introduce our spokesperson, the Gots.
Yeah, I mean, a nice cup of warm sake is always good to me.
Yeah.
And it always gets you going, too, if you know what I'm saying.
why would the government encourage young people to drink more?
Why are they doing that?
Ready?
Yes.
Tax revenue.
They need some money.
The pandemic sent people running to the liquor in some countries, but not in Japan.
Oh.
Over there, beer sales dropped 20% because drinking was associated with going out to happy hour with your coworkers. See, you don't do that if you're working from home. So 20% less booze sales means a ton of less tax revenue. And so now they're running PSAs to get out there and drink. Yeah, responsibly.
That is weird, isn't it?
Do your patriotic duty by having cocktails.
Yeah, have some booze. I think it's fantastic. I'm all for this. Good for them. Good for the Japanese government.
Support the tax base of your country by getting hammered this weekend.
And then make sure you give us Monday off.
God bless America.
Listen.
Do my part.
Listen, one hand washes the other. If you're going to make me drink booze, I will, but don't make me go into work the next day. And if we can have an agreement, I'll drink all the sake you want me to, government.
That's the No Sweat News for today. Tomorrow, the No Sweat News quiz for Roger Waters tickets. Here's how it works. I read four stories on the air. Three of them were part of our No Sweat News feature this week and are on the podcast section on the Listen and Watch tab at WRAT.com. One of the stories out of the four you hear tomorrow will be made up by me a little after 4:20.
Go!
Spot the phony, and boom, you get to go see the show if you are the winner of the No Sweat News quiz. This is Roger Waters, August 30th, Madison Square Garden.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.